In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The field of candidates for the St. Joseph City Commission in November's election is now down to six. After Tuesday's primary, moving on to the final race are Michelle Binkley, Tom Jennings, Ben Rimes, Michael Cirola, Brooke Thomas, and Mark Williams. November's election will pick three commissioners. The top two vote-getters will receive four-year terms, while the third-place candidate will receive a two-year term. Meanwhile, on Tuesday, voters in Orinoco Township approved a police millage. Voters in Van Buren County had several issues to decide on Tuesday. At the top of the list is the big $53.6 million bond proposal for Paw Paw Public Schools. It was rejected by the voters. Meanwhile, voters for Lawrence Public Schools approved a $1.7 million bond for building improvements and new school buses. A road millage increase was approved in Lawrence Township. Voters in Paw Paw Township approved a $5.9 million bond for a new fire station, and a new parks millage was approved in the village of Paw Paw. In the South Haven mayoral race, Scott Smith and Ahmad Goodwin will go on to the November election. Whirlpool has broken ground on a new $20 million affordable apartment project across from its Riverview campus in Benton Harbor. CEO Mark Bitzer, Congressman Fred Upton, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and Mayor Marcus Muhammad spoke at the event on Tuesday, with Whitmer calling it a win for Whirlpool.
But it's also a win for all of us in Michigan, and particularly Southwest Michigan. It's a win for this community, bringing increased density and revenue to small businesses in downtown Benton Harbor. And it's a win for people across the community who need and deserve quality, attainable housing in the place in which they live, work, and play.
The Michigan Strategic Fund has approved a $750,000 grant for the project and relevant road improvements. Whirlpool is working with Harbor Shores Community Redevelopment on the project, but officials add they do not yet have plans for the apartments. Mayor Muhammad said the project began with him asking Bitzer to help grow the city with the creation of a place that can benefit everyone, including underrepresented minority colleagues who will join Whirlpool. Former Benton Harbor Mayor Wilsey Cook has died. He was 83. Cook served as the mayor of Benton Harbor from 1981 to 1987, and then again from 2004 to 2011. Cook worked for more than 50 years as a nurse both at Mercy Hospital in Benton Harbor and at Lakeland Health System. He was awarded a Clark Beckwith Distinguished Alumni Award from Lake Michigan College in 2019, and in that same year, the city of Benton Harbor honored him by renaming City Hall to the Wilsey L. Cook Municipal Building. Cook died on Monday night. Benton Harbor Mayor Pro Tem Dwayne Seitz said on social media, Cook was a political mentor, one-of-a-kind elder statesman. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.